Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Victim or Victor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory. Don't you like that? This is the victory that overcomes the world. What? Even our faith. Now, I moved too quickly. I'm sorry. Hold your place here and go back to 2 Corinthians 4. Y'all listen so good, I got excited. Left out one of my scriptures here. You'll see through what we've already read, he's talking about no matter what's going on, you're not distressed, you're not in despair, you're not forsaken, you're not destroyed. No matter what's going on in your life, it doesn't get you down. And we read in 2 Corinthians 4 and 8 and 9. But if you skip down just a couple of verses to verse 13, he flowed right into this. 2 Corinthians 4:13, he says, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken, we also believe and therefore speak. Notice that phrase though, we having the same what? Didn't you say knowledge of faith? He didn't just say the same understanding of faith. What did he say? Spirit of faith. And back up in those previous verses, you see that spirit of faith. Troubled on every side, yet not distressed. Perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. One translation says knocked down, but not knocked out. Right? That is the spirit of faith. Brother Hagin used to say this numerous times, and I wrote it down. It stuck with me, stuck in my spirit. I believe it. That the spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. The spirit of faith is the spirit of victory. And it talks about that in 1 John 5. What is the victory that overcomes the world? What is it? It's our faith. I want you to say that out loud with me. The spirit of faith, is the spirit of victory. Now let's turn that around, the opposite of that. What would the spirit of doubt be? The spirit of defeat. The spirit of failure. Right? Are we destined to victory?
Yes.
Or are we predestined to failure in some instances? No, we're not. Failure is not God ordained. Right? That's between the enemy's work and human failure. No. We're supposed to win. Again. And again. And always. Because to triumph. We're winners by nature. We're destined to win. And so if we have failure in our life, that's not the perfect will of God. But this spirit of faith is so much more discernible than so many people think. I know some years ago, we're in a meeting, and my wife Phyllis and myself are sitting there, and this fellow's a missionary to another continent. And he's spoken about 5 minutes. And I poked her, I said, I like him. She said, you don't even know him. What do you mean? I said, I like him. He's got faith. What do you mean? You can tell it. You can hear it in the tone of the voice. You can see it in the countenance of the face. Can't you? The spirit of faith. People had asked him, because there had been some horrendous problems that had occurred in that where he was at. And they'd ask him about it, and they wanted him to go on and on about it. He said, yeah, we had some of that, but... Then he'd go and tell what God did. Amen. That's the spirit of faith. which is the spirit of victory. Now, the enemy does not want you and I to operate in the spirit of faith. And he's always working to undermine this in our life. And the biggest thing he has to use is your flesh. Your flesh, my flesh. The nature of the flesh, I use the word unregenerate because how many know that soon and very soon what has happened to your spirit is going to happen to your body? Hasn't happened yet. So the nature of this flesh that's been affected by the sin curse is selfish. Have you found that out? Everybody looking at me like, no. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Your flesh, my flesh, the nature is selfish. And all you got to do to be selfish is just wake up in the morning and yield to how you feel. And you will be, and you will say, and you will do selfish, self-centered, self-serving stuff. I don't care if you've been born again. I don't care if you can quote half the Bible and pray in tongues. If you yield to how you feel, you're going to be selfish. Like Paul said in 1 Corinthians, he said, I keep under my body. That didn't say I did it one time and that was it. I keep it under. Right? If here's a man been caught up to heaven, got all this revelation, and he said, I got to keep on this thing. Every day. Right. Lest after I've preached to others, I myself should be a castaway, a reject, disapproved. So this selfishness is the big hook where the enemy is able to get people out of the spirit of faith into the spirit of doubt and defeat. And I'm going to show you, the Bible said we're not ignorant of his devices. Right? So I'm going to show you one of the biggest ways, and it's not just about taking notes this morning, and it's not about thinking, boy, I wish somebody, you know, so-and-so, they need to hear this. They ought to be here this morning. Well, the Lord knew who was going to be here this morning. And I'm looking at you. Right? You're looking at me. We here. Right? So don't be trying to think about somebody else. And as we go through this, now this is the big one. Be open to the Holy Ghost for Him to show you this in yourself so that you can detect it in the beginning stages and shut it down before it gets started. Now, I want to give you two words. Everybody say two. Two words. One word is victor. Victor. A victor is the victorious one. Another word is victim. Victim. God has ordained you to be a victor. The spirit of faith is the spirit of the victor, victory. The devil wants you to embrace the concept of being a victim. He wants you to be a victim. Because victims are not victorious ones. Victims are defeated ones. And your nature of the flesh wants to yield to that. It wants to yield to that. And it wants to feel sorry for itself. And it wants people to feel sorry for it. I'm not talking about you, brother or sister. I'm talking about you. Right? Me. Your flesh, if you yield to it, your flesh will do that. Poke out your lip. Drag your feet. You want somebody to say, oh, baby. What's wrong with you? Come here. Come here. Bless your heart. Now that might have worked on grandma. But that won't work on the Lord. The Lord is not moved by you being pitiful. Now that's a real word from the Lord, I'm telling you. The Lord is not, He's not moved by it. You can pile up and cry and pull a sheet over your head and go through five boxes of Kleenexes. And it will not move the Lord to help you at all. In fact, folks like you and me, it irritates Him. It does. Because we know better. I said, we know better. Have you read in the gospel accounts and saw what angered the Lord the most? Unbelief. and hardness of heart. I mean, it made him mad. And he's expressing the Father. The Father's not tolerant of this kind of stuff. Now, people that not even saved or people that got saved yesterday, well, he's going to be merciful with babies. But folks like a lot of us, God's come through for you again and again and again and again and again for years. And then some little something come up this time and you're going to pile in the floor and pile in the bed, and, you know, and act pitiful. Well, it is a little humorous, but there's a very serious side to it. That's how you go down. You can fail doing that. You can go down. You can die doing that. You can ruin your marriage doing that. You can ruin your finances doing that. Now, everybody say victor or victim. See, which one are you? Let me tell you what a victim is. A victim, these are definitions now, is a person who gets the worst of every contest. We'd say comes up on the short end. Here are synonyms. A victim is an underdog, an unfortunate, an also ran, a wretch, a casualty, a fatality. A victim is an injured party. Now, did you hear that? Who is the injured party? Who got hurt? And if you go, it was me, then you've identified and you've said, I'm the victim. I'm the one that got hurt. Is there anything wrong with that? Boy, y'all got quiet all at once. Now, look, if we paint your picture and draw your name in the process of this, you just look straight ahead and you go, amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. Come on, brother. And then if you need to, when you get home, you fall across the bed and go, oh, God, that was me. But you can be cool in here. Just straight ahead. Amen, Brother Keith. Everybody say injured party. If you identify with that moniker, you are not the victorious one. If you identify with being victimized, I am a victim, then you are not a conqueror.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Be Victorious, Not a Victim, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R203A. That's R203A, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.